Absolute Pandemonium, written and read by Brian Blessed, with Hildegard Neil as the voice of Katharine Hepburn. This book is dedicated to my soulmate, Misty, a Jack Russell, who sadly passed away a few months ago, and left me feeling like a dog. Introduction. Any offence is unintentional. Have you ever tried going to the loo at 26,000 feet? Well, take my advice, dear listener, and don't. I could write a book on this alone, you know. It's a nightmare. Nothing goes where it should. In 1993, I was in that very position, about three-quarters of the way up Mount Everest on the Lhotse face, when a member of our party, Ian Madron, decided he needed a shit. There were four of us in a two-man tent. Perilous. "What now?" I said to him. "But it's 3 o'clock in the morning. There's a four-mile drop directly outside, and the weather's wilder than a Randy Bull elephant. You'll just have to go in your pants." He looked aghast. "It'll turn to dust after half an hour," I continued. "Go on, man. It'll warm you up." I'm afraid that Ian didn't take kindly to this suggestion, and in hindsight, with us all being in such close proximity, I'm actually quite glad. "Don't worry," he said. "I'll be fine." And so, with heavy hearts and nervous noses, we watched as Ian made his way across our bodies towards the zip. "Don't forget to wash your hands," I shouted after him. "And make sure you tie up to a rope." What a time to go for a bloody crap, I thought to myself. Anyway, after a few nervous minutes, the zip began to go again, and in crawled Ian, followed by half a ton of bloody snow. "Success!" he shouted. Happy was the man. Once Ian was safely back in his corner, we decided to get up and try to make a brew. We were supposed to be going for the summit in just a few hours, so there was no use trying to nod off again. "Come on then, you buggers," I rallied. "Let's try to warm some water up." After about 5 minutes, another member of our party, Ian Frost, said, "Do you know, there's a terrible smell of shit in here. It's absolutely awful. Can you smell it, Brian?"
"Yes, I can," I replied. "You're right, Ian. It's appalling."
I looked nervously round the tent to try and find out where the pong was emanating from. And there, on Ian Madron's shoulder, was a turd. He'd obviously done his business, the wind had caught it, there was a lull, and it had flown home, so to speak. A homing turd. He was back outside double quick. Ah, the glamour of Everest. Mountaineers have a reputation for being both noble and heroic, which I applaud heartily. Nevertheless, I do remember an old climber reciting a poem to me one day. "Mountaineers have furry ears and pee through leather breeches. They wipe their arse on broken glass, those hardy sons of bitches." By the way, dear listener, a quick word of warning. If you ever do decide to climb Mount Everest, take my advice and always camp above the French, because, believe you me, when it comes to toilets, they will. And from a great height. It is now over 22 years since I last wrote about anything other than mountaineering or exploring. 22 years! I couldn't resist throwing in an Everest anecdote to start us off, but this book is going to take you from my childhood in Goldthorpe to Z-Cars, Flash Gordon, Star Wars, and much, much more. There will be adversity overcome, punches thrown, and even a love story. Yes, I am ready to burst forth once more and share with you some of my favourite stories and memories. Mark my words, though, this is no ordinary book and is different to anything I've written before. My previous five tomes, all of which I am tremendously proud of,